President Trump had a very busy morning on Twitter, decrying what he called the discredited Mueller witch hunt. And late last night, he also lobbed a strongly worded tweet at the Iranian president saying, quote, "Never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before." Let's bring in NPR politics reporter Sarah McCammon. And Sarah, let's start with that tweet. It was in all caps, by the way. It sounded like he was threatening war, and it came after the Iranian president warned the Trump administration against inciting Iranians against their own government. How are people reading into the president's tweet today?
Well, as you noted, it comes off pretty strongly, right, in all caps, although as some of my colleagues have pointed out and others on the internet have pointed out in Persian, I guess all caps doesn't really translate. But there has been a lot of tough talk from President Trump. Both himself and his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, have been speaking out against Iran in recent days. And this appears to be a response to heightened tension with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani. But a lot of people are noting the timing, right? This comes at a moment when President Trump is under intense scrutiny for his recent comments about Russia. And Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation appears to be heating up. So some people are reading it also as, at least in part, an effort to change the conversation.
Well, you mentioned Mike Pompeo. Let's hear a little bit of a speech that he made yesterday in California. And he's going to refer to the Iran nuclear deal, which, of course, the Trump administration has walked away from. And the administration is now trying to reimpose sanctions.
Their nuclear deal didn't make them moderates. It made them wolves in sheep's clothing. Governments around the world worry that confronting the Islamic Republic harms the cause of moderates. But these so-called moderates within the regime are still violent Islamic revolutionaries with an anti-America, anti-West agenda.
Sarah, there are some analysts today saying that this hardline approach from the president and his administration sounds sort of similar to the way that Trump treated North Korea before he was able to bring them to the negotiating table. Is there any truth that you can tell to that?
I mean, it's hard to know what the president's goal here is, if there is a clear, you know, agenda or strategy, or if this is just sort of off the cuff. But at least from the president. But you're right. I mean, I've seen those comparisons as well. And as we recall, there was a lot of back and forth, some really tough rhetoric about Kim Jong-un, and then a sort of calling off of the summit with North Korea, and then it happened. So perhaps we'll see the same thing in some sense with Iran. But as you noted, you know, this comes on the heels of Trump's decision, which was very unpopular with our allies, to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. So we have seen escalating rhetoric in a number of different ways between the U.S. and Iran. And those comments from Rouhani over the weekend were quite pointed. He warned that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars and warned the U.S. not to play with the lion's tail. So Trump and Pompeo are responding in kind, arguably turning up the heat to some extent. Trump with his tweet and Pompeo describing the Iranian government as corrupt and comparing it to the mafia. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Definitely some chest thumping there. Let's talk about one of those other tweets that the president has put out, tweeting today that the Russia investigation is a hoax. That is confusing some people who say he's now walking back his language yet again. What can you tell us about that?
Well, he has always expressed skepticism about the Mueller investigation. But, you know, this is happening, as I alluded to earlier, after several days of sort of walkbacks and oscillation on the whole question of Russia. I think we all remember, and it would take too long to go through all the walkbacks, but basically, you know, a week ago, President Trump was standing up with Russian President Vladimir Putin and said he didn't see any reason why it would be Russia, meaning who interfered in the 2016 election, then had to come out the next day and say he meant to say why it wouldn't be Russia. And just a lot of sort of questions about his language in the last few days about that. It's not totally clear to me reading that tweet if he's talking about the investigation or interference, but it does seem to once again cast doubt on what he really believes about Russia's role in election interference.
And we're getting some interesting response from Republicans in Congress about the president's reaction with Russia and Russian interference with the election. Here's Rep. Trey Gowdy on Fox News Sunday.
The president either needs to rely on the people that he has chosen to advise him, or those advisors need to reevaluate whether or not they can serve in this administration. But the disconnect cannot continue. The evidence is overwhelming, And the president needs to say that and act like it.
Sarah, this is a tough issue for Republicans because many of them obviously support the president, but they also very much want to stand by the intelligence assessment on Russian interference. How are they continuing to have to navigate that issue?
Yeah, I mean, each person's a little different, but by and large, Republicans are trying to split the baby here and say, you know, yes, Russia interfered in the 2016 election, as is the overwhelming conclusion of the U.S. intelligence community, including the president's own director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, has affirmed this. And we saw Republicans roundly confirming that and affirming that conclusion last week. But also many Republicans, chiefly House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, continue to cast doubt on the Russia investigation itself, on the legitimacy of it, and on whether it's politically motivated.
All right. NPR's Sarah McCammon, thank you so much.
Thank you.